Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
I'm fucking Shannon. I'm Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
I mean, who doesn't want to keep 25 baby bottles of wine?
I don't want to keep 25 baby bottles of empty baby bottles of wine in my.
They what? Have like a home. They have a big box.
Why would I want
each
this?
Each with their own little like container.
All right, what are we starting
numbered?
With?
I don't care. Hello.
Hello.
Shannon bought multiple advent calendars this year. We
so did
have
I.
a tea advent calendar, which Anina is enjoying. And I got myself a wine advent calendar.
I would have expected smaller wines than this. I would have expected like those little Copa cups, you know?
Right. Like a little single serving.
Yeah.
Which maybe that's the Aldi box, but this is the Costco box. This was a $200 box.
I was going to ask how much
wine.
That was. I was going to ask.
The Aldi one's like $80. So I'm thinking the Aldi advent wine is like the baby single servings. Mm-hmm. You know, like a dollar. These are like half a wine bottle.
Well,
oh, I wanted the Riesling.
I thought we were trying all of them.
Oh, are we?
I thought we were trying all of them.
Oh, okay. I guess we're doing a wine tasting tonight, everyone.
I thought you gave me three because we were doing a wine tasting.
I gave you three because you wanted one, I wanted one, and I brought a spare one.
Oh. Well, no,
so
we're doing a tasting.
Okay, all right. We're doing a tasting, everyone. Welcome to our holiday wine tasting. We're mm-hmm. doing white wine tonight.
Mm-hmm. This is the Pastello Pinot Grigio.
Mm. That's your choice, correct? Yeah, you wanted that one.
That was one of the ones that I wanted. The one I was really excited about.
Everything's chilled because it's 30 degrees in my garage.
Welcome to the season. Welcome to the season where you get to use the garage and back porch
as walk-in refrigerators.
I love it.
I love it too, honestly.
All right. It smells like it's
going
to be.
The one positive thing of winter is my entire garage becomes a walk-in fridge.
Yep. All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. That's nice.
I don't feel like it has a ton going on.
That's light.
It's very, that yes, that
it's
was what I meant
smooth.
By that. It's light.
It's not dry.
It's a very, this is like the light, this might be the lightest. Is this water?
Is this water? Well, it's not piss.
No. It does have a wine flavor, but it's so light.
I like it.
I do too.
I don't like a dry white wine, mm-hmm. so I'm excited it's not super dry. Like
no,
a,
I like
a Sauvignon
I don't
Blanc.
Like I don't like the super dry either, but it's I would like it the tiniest bit heavier because I do like the flavor.
It's fruity.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
It's got a slight dryness to it, but not it's
overly
not too
dry.
Yeah, it's not overly
it's
dry.
Not a Chardonnay. It's
mm-mm.
I like it. What was like it again? It. Read it that for everyone.
The Pastello Pinot Grigio.
It's from Italy?
Maybe.
It says on the front of the...
Yes. Italy.
Yes. I had a wine last night from South Africa.
Yeah.
A white wine from South Africa.
South Africa has some good vineyards.
I'd never had a South African wine, I don't think.
Yeah.
And the conference center I used to work for had wine tastings all the time, so... Actually got to learn a little bit about wine working there because then we would have official wine tasting events with vendors in the area. And then whenever our owner felt like sprucing up the wine menu, we would have personal wine tastings. Mm-hmm. And we'd get drunk at work wine tasting all day. It's great. Oh, yeah. But between the two, I don't think I've ever had a South African wine. It was nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. My advent calendars this year, first off, I have a Nightmare Before Christmas one. It's got like little toys and every day is just like a different tiny piece of paper of some kind. I figured we'd do the Riesling last because it's going to be the sweetest. Mm-hmm. I thought it would change how we felt about these. If
we
did
do
sweet.
All three, we're going to get drunk.
Well, I'm going to do smaller pours next time.
Okay.
Halfway through that, I was like, maybe I'm not going to pour the whole bottle. So I'm going to do smaller pours.
Because the bottles are two large pours.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
I'm going to do smaller pours next time.
Okay.
I decided I changed my, listen, changing minds, figuring things out. Yeah. I don't need to be spending the night here tonight.
I mean, you could. Millie will find you and
Jesus Christ.
Sleep at your feet.
That was my nightmare.
Sleep at your feet.
She will get on me. I don't trust her.
She will sleep at your feet. Like if you sleep on the couch in the back. Oh, you could sleep on the couch downstairs. She won't go downstairs.
Then your other pet will be on me.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess I can handle cats more.
Yeah. But. You could sleep in Catherine's loft with all her stuffed animals.
What if I broke it?
No, Scott and I lay up there.
Okay.
Yeah. But it just has a futon mattress, so that might not be fun.
I'm too fucking old for this shit.
Speaking of too fucking old, I almost lived on the floor tonight for podcasting.
Oh, it was rough.
This is where I live now.
She goes, I podcast from here now.
I podcast from here now.
You dropped the...
I dropped one of the thingies that keeps the boom mic tight.
Uh-huh.
And it fell under the couch, and I was like, well, this is something I have to do. Very slowly, an old lady like got on my hands and knees, lay down on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Maggie bent over with the light.
Yeah, I mean, I know that it's not the same as having to get down on the floor, but I do have a slight back pain from that because I'm elderly and I was in a weird position.
The whole process took many minutes.
It was embarrassing.
She took pictures.
I did just one. That's not pictures. That's I took a picture. I took one whole picture.
All right. We have lots to talk about tonight, don't we?
Yeah, let's go.
So we will intermix the wine tasting with stories and stuff.
Yeah.
I think I'll start. I think I'll start with complaining about the Sex and the City reboot.
Okay.
And just first off, like that.
First off, I hate Sex and the City. That is right up there with Friends for me as like, this is horrible and why does everybody like it? Right? I started watching it at some point after it had gone off the air because I didn't have HBO or access to it at the time that it was on at all. Right? Like I just didn't fucking have any of that shit. So I watched the beginning and I was like, yeah, I see where this was like
hip and
trailblazing at the time.
Yes.
Right? We, like people were not talking about sex. People were not talking about relationships in the ways that that this show was talking about relationships mm-hmm. at that time. However, I could not like look at it from the future, like where I was and in the past and be like, this is incredible. Right. Like I unlike Friends, which I just think is hot, steaming garbage. I can see why Sex and the City was culturally relevant, but I couldn't from the 2008 or whenever I watched it, look back on it and be like, ah, I see. Like,
yeah, I can see that because I think around that time I tried to rewatch it. And got halfway through the first season, was like, yeah, no, I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was someone who watched it a lot as it happened. I didn't always get to have real-time access to it, but I feel like I wasn't that far behind with my watching.
Yeah.
So I do think it was relevant at the time. It was trailblazing at the time. You know, it was about four New York City women navigating their late 20s, early 30s and life and career and sex and love. And
yeah,
and I think it was relevant for the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely when I went back to watch it in the mid 2000s, I was like, yeah, no, this.
Yeah,
I can't do this anymore. I also kind of came to kind of hate Sarah Jessica Parker.
Mm hmm.
Because she's kind of a cunt as a real person.
Yeah.
When Matthew McConaughey, when the only thing Matthew McConaughey can say that's nice about you is you have great comedic timing, you done fucked up, Aaron.
Well, so here's the thing, too, about that for me, which was that I never liked Big. I hated Big from the beginning. I thought he was a toxic fucking piece of shit and was
Carrie's a toxic fucking piece of shit too.
Right,
so
but
she
is the protagonist, so I'm allowed to root for her to be better than that.
Yeah.
You know? But like, yeah, they're toxic pieces of shit. But I was just like, I don't want that for a main character. Like, here's the thing. Other people are not like this in the world. My friend Natalie makes fun of me for always rooting for the most boring person for someone. But mm-hmm. what I'm always rooting for is the most healthy relationship. Because my own dating life is so fraught and so distressing and so dramatic. Like, I have dated a ton of Mr. Bigs. Not rich, but you know, just like toxic pieces mm-hmm. of shit who yank your chain around a lot. But I don't have nearly enough Aidens in my past, you know? So like, yeah. I'm always rooting for like the most boring, most healthy relationship, you know, and everybody else is like.
Oh, so you're a big fan of Miranda and Steve.
Oh yeah. Yeah, of course I am. Of course I am.
And then Charlotte and her husband ended up being pretty boring, too.
But not boring bad, just like...
Stable.
Stable. Healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the most controversial thing Charlotte's husband did was sit all over her white furniture naked.
Mm-hmm.
Getting his tea bags everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, you got it. Here's the thing. When you sit on furniture naked, you bring a towel. Every nudist and kinkster knows this. You set down a towel. That's just polite. You don't want your chocolate starfish touching.
No, especially on white furniture.
But you don't want that anyway. You don't want poop dust hanging out.
No, like clam juice.
You don't want clam juice around.
Yeah.
Do you want a clammy couch? Nobody wants that.
No, I'm gonna go there. I clam juiced my office seat. Like,
uh-huh.
Not because I was sitting there naked, but like I spent a summer not wearing underwear.
Yeah, I do that sometimes.
Juice happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like, that's gross. I was like,
no,
juice happened.
It does. It does happen.
And it's my chair. So right, fuck off.
But, right. But like, imagine doing that. Like,
all over your fancy fucking white furniture. Yeah, no. No.
I don't need a clam couch.
Okay. So let's just get back to where we have diverged.
More clam couch?
More clam couch. Yes. That's what I'm calling this episode 301. More clam couch. Which I could talk about clam couch. I have no problem talking about it. But like the point was I really wanted to bitch and complain about this reboot.
Yeah. Okay.
Which
first of all, right.
is sucking.
Okay.
So let me argue that
the show sucks in general.
Yeah.
And that this reboot was unnecessary. Would you, after watching the first episode, agree with my assessment?
Most people thought this reboot was unnecessary to begin with.
It was not.
So,
it was not desired by the fans necessarily.
No, like the diehard fans are fucking. Were really excited about it. I became less of a fan, as I said. Like I went to rewatch it, and I was like, oh yeah, no.
Mm-mm.
Like I don't think I can watch this anymore. So I was going to watch it like just to see what happened. And it is cringy.
Yeah.
It is middle-aged, white, privileged women
mm-hmm.
trying to be relevant.
Yeah.
It's like watching an hour of Madonna.
Yeah.
You know, who's still on her Instagram. If you're not following her, you don't even have to follow her. Just go take a peek. Still tries real hard to be relevant and isn't.
Mm-mm.
And this is what I feel like this is 45 minutes of irrelevant white privilege.
I read an article today, too, about it being like, Miranda and Charlotte are both terrible parents with horrible boundaries.
I think Miranda has very advanced boundaries with her child,
mm-hmm.
who's now a teenager. What Miranda is trying to do, Miranda's doing a lot of white knighting.
Yeah.
So she spent 30 years in corporate America, got shook by the pandemic and the race riots, and wanted to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And so in her white privileged way, she's trying to do something, except she's putting her foot in her mouth every literal step of the way. And it's just like, oh, honey, stop. Like, you didn't have to go back to school to become an immigration lawyer. You have 30 years experience. You probably could have just called a friend and been like, hey, can I intern in your office and learn this side of the law? Like, you don't have to go back to college and get a master's degree in human rights. Like, you can, you have enough contacts to call a friend, to phone a friend.
Phone a friend.
Call Regis, phone a friend, and be like, hey, can I intern and learn?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, her professional development storyline is fucking giving me an ulcer.
Yeah.
Steve's still cute. He still owns a bar. He's going deaf. He's wearing hearing aids.
Mm-hmm.
Their kid's 18. Fucking his girlfriend in the bedroom next door to mom and dad.
Yeah. That was what she was saying that Miranda had poor boundaries about.
Like, I don't think she has poor boundaries. She's just trying to treat her son as an adult.
Yeah. Like you with your students here, you say, you live in my house. You don't fuck here. You do it in the back of cars like we all did.
Right. Exactly. So then Charlotte, you know, she's navigating teenagers, nothing crazy there other than she's trying to control what her kids wear, and one's loves it. The other one fucking hates it. 'Cause that's not who she is. That's not her personality. So like not much storyline with Charlotte other than she's like fucking manic over Big dying.
Mm-hmm.
She's more upset.
You guys Big died.
She's more upset about it than Carrie.
Big died.
That's
the main thing. Okay, how fucking funny was it when your Facebook, when your real life friend just
so
posted
like,
RIP Big and then like cry emojis and everyone was like, oh my God, spoilers. And she was like, I'm just trying to warn anybody so they're not traumatized. Like fully defend, like nobody had watched it yet.
Nobody had watched it yet. She's a diehard fan who...
Yeah.
Is currently a stay-at-home mom.
I was just
so like, she like watched in the middle of the afternoon and people were like, I didn't even know there was a reboot. What the fuck, Sarah?
Yeah. I kept on going back to the post and reading the comments. It was so tasty. I didn't even comment.
It was awesome.
I didn't comment or like it. Too. But I was just like, all the drama and people being like, Jesus Christ, spoilers. She was like, I'm just trying to warn you. Like, she had no shame for just putting the biggest spoiler out there before anybody had a chance to watch it.
It was so funny. Like, the middle of the afternoon. I was like, well, you messaged me because I hadn't seen it yet. I was like, well, I knew he was back on the show. Big was back. But I had heard, like, they were saying...
Mm-hmm.
That him and Carrie are going to be going through a very messy divorce is the storyline they were putting in the press, which I was annoyed about. I'm like, I don't want to fucking see Carrie go through a divorce with Big. Like, fuck off. Duh. We all knew they'd end up divorced someday.
Mm-hmm.
He barely married her.
Right.
Like, not surprised. Can we just skip the divorce and go right to the, you know, the rebound bangs?
Mm-hmm.
But they killed him off in the first fucking episode.
Yeah.
And then the second episode was funeral. And it was so awkward. It was so awkward.
Well, I, for one, love that he's dead. He's the worst and never deserved to be alive anyway. So, yeah, great.
That's harsh.
Fucking kill him.
Harsh.
Why are men?
Fucking Carrie.
Yeah.
Watched him die.
Yeah.
Bitch did not pick up the phone and dial 911.
She did not.
Like, what the literal fuck?
Also, he died after riding on his Peloton bike. And overnight, their stock dropped. Like
11%,
yeah.
Which is significant.
That is significant.
So I did find, because I was
and that part
having
I'm obsessed with
feelings, like... I was like, this is bullshit feelings. And most people were like, I'm devastated. I'm like, no, this is just bullshit. This is horrible TV. It's bullshit. I can't believe y'all are defending this crap. I went on YouTube. And I was like, there's got to be someone who's hating this as much as me. And lo and behold, I have found a YouTuber who usually does Real Housewives recaps and has decided to do recaps of And Just Like That. And she hates it too. And so I'm loving it.
Good.
Loving it. I wanted to message her and be like, do you want to be on my podcast on Tuesday so we can both complain about this bullshit? I only have 10 listeners, so you'll be good.
Yeah.
So disappointing, cringy, unnecessary. Like those are the three words I would use to describe this series.
Good. Perfect.
So, there we go. Here's my recap. Go watch it if you want. You don't really have
to. I don't think you need to. I have so many things to recommend for you to watch. Hawkeye continues to be amazing.
Yes.
I texted you about the Rolex. Did you agree with my hypothesis?
Yes. So do others. Did you watch that other video?
I didn't even watch it. Okay. No. Yeah. I was just like, who? Well, why does she know about the watch? Why does she speak German? Why could she do the research for him? Laura's a former SHIELD agent.
Mm-hmm. Another video of the guy, Ryan Airy from Screen Crush. I like to watch all his Easter egg videos after the TV I watch. He's pretty great. He's also wondering, he just likes to think out loud. He wonders if Laura is the original Ronin, which is why Clint assumed the identity after she died.
That is an interesting hypothesis.
And went on a rage machine.
Like, yeah,
went on
because a that was his. That was spree. His. What? Yeah, that's an I can't wait to see how this develops. Also exciting. Yelena finally showed up.
Yep, Yelena showed up. Tried to kill Clint.
Yep, we knew that was coming. He's after like, Shannon screamed in the movie theater. Oh, fuck right off with that shit.
Clint's like, to Kate, he's like, shit just got real. There's a Black Widow after me. We can't do this anymore. Like, I promised your mom I wouldn't get you killed.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at the level of getting you killed at this point.
That is the level we're at.
You literally have to drop this. We're not taking down your soon-to-be stepdad anytime soon.
The mom.
Oh, the mom's totally involved in organized crime.
Yeah, she is. She definitely is. But also in Bates Motel, she played Norma. She played Norman Bates's mom, Norma, on Bates Motel. I'm sorry. I'm moving on to the next one.
She's taking away the wine opener for me because I'm playing with it like a fidget spinner.
It made clicky noises. I was letting you get away with it as long as it wasn't, and then you did. And then you did it.
I did it.
I was watching you.
And just like that.
And just like that.
Maggie took away the wine opener from Shannon.
I took the toy away.
More and just like that.
Let's see.
Yes, so Hawkeye, delightful. Yeah. Feel free to watch the Easter egg videos. Spider-Man comes out this week. I don't know if I'm going to go see it. I really don't know.
I heard great things about it.
I know, but I don't know.
What don't you know?
Just like, I'm disappointed in Doctor Strange. And we've had this conversation before. So we don't have to really get into it. But
I mean, the whole point of Doctor Strange is that he is an insufferable
narcissist. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's his character.
Yeah. So, setting up the multiverse.
It's
going to continue to be like crazy.
Uh-huh.
So do I really need this movie? I don't know.
We'll everything see. I've read about it says it's delightful.
I'm sure it is. How is Tom Holland and Benedict Cumberbatch not delightful?
Right. It has to be.
They're the new buddy cops.
My dad hates Spider-Man. He just is like, it's so... He also hates Superman for the same reason. Just like, it's the most popular, most overdone. I've seen the story so many times. Nobody has a newer, interesting take on it. Like, I don't give any shits. And last night, Far From Home was on TV because they want everybody to go see the new movie. And I kept on being like, Tom Holland is the best Spider-Man. Like, he is earnest and nerdy, and Dad goes, yeah, he's like a real teenager. And I was like, exactly. Like, when I was a kid, it did not strike me at all that Spider-Man was a teenager when he started being Spider-Man.
Yeah, like Tobey Maguire was like a young adult.
Right.
Like in college, not high school.
Tom Holland acts like a teenager, which Spider-Man is, mm-hmm. and I like it.
He's a proper ENFP.
Yeah, there he is. I love him.
Single All the Way.
Ooh.
We watched that one. That was cute.
Was it? Was it actually about being single?
It is about a gay son coming home for the holidays. Mm. Super supportive family. They just want him to be happy. And like the mom is Kathy Nimigy and Jennifer
Coolidge.
Coolidge is the crazy, boisterous aunt. It was cute. He brings his roommate home with him, and they realize that they've been in love with each other for forever and are finally going to take the leap to being a couple.
Aw, that's adorable. No, yeah. I really need a movie about a woman who realizes that she is better off alone at Christmas time. That she is a powerful cryptid she-beast bog witch who doesn't need no man or woman.
Almost that queer movie on Hulu with
God,
with,
that one's so bad.
Dan. I rewatched that. I was like, yeah, you should have fucking left her.
You should have fucking left her.
Left her.
Jesus titty fucking
she
Christ.
She doesn't deserve you.
Go be with Aubrey Plaza.
Yes. Even Aubrey in that reveal was just like, oh, you dumb motherfucker. You didn't learn. You have not? You done fucked up, Aaron. Again. Anyway. Yes. All the holiday movies are predictable, okay? I don't even care about giving away the spoilers because they all end up together. Surprise.
I want one about being a powerful single bog witch.
So the only movie that hasn't ended up your typical ending was A Christmas Date for Dad with Jeremy Piven.
Hmm.
And it takes place abroad in England. His wife dies. He has a teenage daughter. And it's a movie about him and his daughter, like, working through the death of his wife.
Okay.
And she's trying to have her own relationships. She wants him to move on and get a girlfriend. And we got, like, 3/4 of the way through the movie, and I texted Anina. I was like, this movie's not going to end how it usually ends. There's not going to be a happy date at the end of this movie.
Did you watch A Christmas Castle? We talked about that previously. The one with Carrie Wilson and Brooke Shields.
Yes, we just watched it.
Did you guys
watch
it?
Yeah, the girls watched it while I was in London.
How dare they?
I know, how dare they?
We need to finish that.
So I watched it. We watched it the other night. That was adorable.
It was cute.
It was cute.
I couldn't resist
I'll
it either.
I'll rewatch that.
I couldn't resist.
Like, fuck Carrie, though, for like projecting and pushing Brooke away.
Yeah, what a dick.
She's like, stay with me. Stay with me in the castle.
And he's like, oh, stay with you in my home.
In my castle. Thanks a fucking lot for giving me permission to stay here.
You just sold her your house, you dumbass.
Yeah, like you had to leave anyway. She fell in love with you and wants you to stay.
You're what a like, dumb bitch.
Anyway, I was just like, I was annoyed. Like, they made a big leap and then another big leap. And I was like, you rushed this. Stop.
So they already canceled Cowboy Bebop, which I'm
poor Cowboy Bebop.
So devastated about.
I know Kyle's not going to care. He's not going to give two shits. Yeah. I know you said it like started good and then
waned. I was like, yeah, but it never got like bad. And here's the thing, Kyle and everybody like him, I don't know what the fuck they thought they wanted. I don't know. Did you want a shot for shot remake of the fucking anime? If that's what you wanted, watch the fucking anime. This one's open.
I know.
Oh, okay,
this
you're fixing that because I just made a sloppy mess of everything. Yeah. You guys, I made a sloppy mess of everything. Like it was exactly what it was supposed to be—an interpretation based on source material—and it was not a bad one. You know, like,
you're like, it just wasn't the best. It could have
right,
been.
It wasn't the best,
but it wasn't horrible.
It wasn't horrible. It was. It honestly, if there was no source material for it, I actually think everybody would really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I truly, truly do.
Scott enjoyed it. He doesn't know the source material.
See, that supports my hypothesis. Yeah. But like the first episode,
I'll enjoy it. I haven't watched it yet. Like,
so just fuck Kyle and everybody like him who had these like ridiculous standards that could have never, ever possibly been met. I don't even know what they think they wanted.
You complained about it pretty hard, though, the last episode.
Okay. I think the one character. Yes. I think their interpretation of Ed was disastrous. And but I actually was like, okay, let's see where they take it. Right? Like, I thought that the way they did Ed was awful and was not, like, I was not sure how that was going to continue. And I just think that they needed to take Ed in a totally different direction. Like, make Ed be autistic or something instead of, like, loopy and weird. Right? Like, I just think that that was how they needed to interpret that. My one main complaint that I went on a rant on was the last 2 minutes of the last episode, you know, like, but it started off really strong and then was like, eh, but it was still really good. And then I hated what they did with Ed for the last 2 minutes, but like, it, it wasn't that bad that it needed to be canceled already. Like,
yeah,
it's all Kyle's fault.
We should have Scott on to give his
I'd love to hear what Scott has to say.
He enjoyed it. Like, I think he was looking forward to talking to you about it.
Aww. I never know when Scott's going to want to do anything.
Yeah.
I do better this time?
We went on a spring break. Deep dive tonight. Because things...
Yeah. I mean, you need to stop traveling at major holidays. Don't travel at Easter. Don't travel at Christmas or any other.
I didn't used to, but like then my kid got put in school and they frown upon you taking mid-semester week vacations.
They do frown on that.
Which is when shit's cheapest, not when the kids have scheduled time off.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm real fucking pissed about prices to Orlando for the last week of March.
Tell
me. Like, suck a bag of dicks, man.
Mm.
$890 round trip on Spirit.
Fuck.
$900 and $1,000 round trip on Delta.
Fuck.
Like, fucking suck it, man. And then all the quote unquote cheap flights, $380, $450, but they're at really weird fucking times, like 8 o'clock at night from Detroit to Orlando. And it's like, who wants to fly at 8 o'clock at night to Orlando? No one.
No. All right. Pause. Next wine. We have Even Steven Bordeaux Blanc from France.
Mm. Oh, yeah. You poured me some.
I did pour you some. I poured way less of this one because I do have to drive home.
I got the burps because you made me chug the last one.
I did make you do that. But we are more than halfway through and we have three wines and we've only had one. So, like... You know,
I told you I got like a bottle for you, a bottle for me, and a spare. Like
you haven't had a bottle yet.
I know.
Okay.
You know who's gonna drink these when you leave? Me, and I'm not gonna be able to wake up tomorrow.
Oh, I like this a lot.
100 miles from Christmas. That looks
a thousand. That says 1,000. It had 3 zeros. Not two. I love this. I'm just gonna take the rest of that home with me. I love this.
That's nice.
I love this. It's like. Tangy?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because the other one was so light that this one feels so tangy? I don't know, but it's good. It's like citrusy.
I should go get the English cheese I brought home with me. It's citrusy. For us to eat with
it's
it.
Citrusy and good. And like spritzy. But it's, you know, it doesn't have bubbles. It just has a spritziness to it.
Yeah, that's nice.
I'm taking it with me.
Okay. Is there a label you can read? Is there a description?
Bordeaux is the reference point for dry white wine. And this isn't that dry, though.
No, it's not. Definitely not a cheap Chardonnay.
This storied region achieves levels of fruit intensity and aromatic freshness like nowhere else in the world. Bordeaux winemakers have earned their reputation as among the finest in the world. So all it talks about is Bordeaux and not about this actual wine. But that's fine. Talk about Bordeaux. Be proud of yourself. Yeah, I'm in love with this. I'm taking it.
Okay.
Let's see. What else have I been watching? I started to open my apps to see what I've been watching. Oh, I remember. I've been listening to audiobooks. So I'm back to having an Audible subscription. And I listened to American Gods, and I'm embarrassed that I'd never read it before, but it was so fucking good by Neil Gaiman. It's like a very famous book, you guys. It's 20
yeah.
years old.
Yeah, I've heard it's pretty good.
It's fucking amazing. It was so good. And now I've been watching the show. So there was a show on Stars of the book, but you know, it was not a word-for-word interpretation, but it is its own interpretation.
Is it Emma Thompson in that?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
But I've been enjoying the fucking shit out of it. Like, I've been really enjoying the show. I've watched a ton of it. I finished grad school on Friday. I handed in a thing, and I'm pretty sure I watched the whole first season, which means that I watched 8 hours of it. So, that's a thing I did. So yeah, I listened to American Gods. I watched American Gods. I love American Gods. And now I'm also listening to an audiobook called The Bone Witch, which is a story about necromancy. There's a lot of different kinds of magical witches in her land that she lives in, but there's very few that are necromancers, and she is one of two necromancers, and she like discovers a plot and goes on this thing to like fix the world, and everybody hates her, and now she's on the run, and necromancer on the run. Yeah, I can't stop listening to it. The Bone Witch trilogy. I'm enjoying the shit out of it.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what else have you been watching or
Jocelyn
reading?
Jocelyn from Schitt's Creek is in that too.
Ah, cute.
She's the big sister.
Love that. What else have you been watching or reading?
Oh, I've just been working my way through Netflix holiday movies.
That's all it's been.
So ask me, like ask me if I've seen it. I'll tell you about it.
Well, I was going to ask you which one are your favorites.
Well, Single All the Way was delightful. Not your normal queer movie. Like, supportive family, just wants to see the guy happy. That was delightful. Love Something. What was that? The one we just saw. Literally just saw the...
Yeah, the one with the Hard Love.
Hard Love Hard.
Love Hard.
Love Hard.
Hard one.
With the... Alexa's talking to us.
Alexa,
we weren't talking to you. Shut up. Should be like... That's not very nice. No. Love Hard is about the girl who gets catfished.
Yeah.
By a cute Asian boy in the middle of nowhere, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Not Manhattan, the state.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that turns out well. That was delightful.
Yeah, it was cute. Although, I was so mad at the part where he was like, the hot guy was like, you catfished me. And I was like, sweetie, that is not what catfished means. That is just called dating. Because she pretended to like things she didn't like.
Right. That's not catfishing. That's
just
dating.
That's just called dating.
That's called like the first 6 months of dating.
Yeah.
You pretend to like shit you don't like to get the guy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not just that, but to try to like get along with the person.
Yeah. Try new things.
Figure out if you can get along with somebody or not.
We all do it.
We all do it. See, like, you sort of give those things up to see if these are compromises you're willing to make. Right.
Yeah. Like, so instead of making a snap judgment of, like, oh, I'm not going to date an adventurer because, like, I'm not adventurous. Like, she tried shit. And you got to give her credit for trying a bunch of weird shit.
I do. I give her credit for trying stuff.
She tried a bunch of weird shit.
Rock climbing.
Tobogganing, like bobsledding. Olympic bobsledding.
She tried stuff.
She tried a lot of crazy stuff. She hiked 8 hours with him. She tried a lot of weird stuff. She did not catfish him. She just did a lot of shit she didn't think she'd like.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, delightful. They're all delightful.
Are they?
None of them have been truly horrible. Oh, since you mentioned the bad makeup jobs on Christmas Prince.
Yeah, and there's fucking three of them.
I can't unsee it now.
It's so bad.
So bad.
It's so bad.
Can't unsee it.
Yeah.
And it's across all three movies.
It's so bad. The girl who talked about that, who also did the thing, that YouTuber.
Harry Potter, yeah.
Yeah, that same YouTuber. I thought you were going to say that she did one on Sex and the City, and I was about to be like, I'd fucking watch that.
Oh, should see if she's done tears one. Did you look
shit
it up?
No, I didn't. She tears shit to shreds, and I love her, where she's just like, this is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. She has opinions, and I love them. Speaking of Harry Potter, the internet's being really mad that Mads Malkin is playing.
Do you remember her name?
No, I don't. Is playing Johnny Depp's role as Grindelwald. I think he should have been Grindelwald all the time. I'm really digging this. But also, don't go to it. Don't support J.K. Rowling in any fucking way, because she said another transphobic bullshit. That bitch could, and that's why when you, because she said that yesterday and you texted me, J.K.K.K. Rowling, and I was like, I thought that you had seen that on a tweet or something, like I couldn't follow because I assumed you knew that she had tweeted more transphobic bullshit. It was weird. Are you okay?
Sorry.
So yeah, she's awful, continues to be. She could have just like died with her billions of money being remembered as like one of the world's most beloved authors and just tweeting things like, happy Hogwarts train day every September 1st, and that would have been it. Like, she didn't need to keep coming out as a transphobic fucking monster over and over and over again. She just keeps on being a cunt. And she could have just shut up.
Yeah, so I watched Nicole Byer's new special, which I had assumed you had already watched because you talked about it.
No, I meant to watch
it times to me.
Yeah, well, last week was the last week of grad school, and I forgot things.
She talks about Harry Potter and how it's really a commentary on race relations in America, and one of her quips in it is like, she should have been named J.K.K.K. Rowling. So, Jenny Nicholson is who we were looking for, the YouTuber who does great, extensive reviews on bullshit. Her latest review was on, it's an hour long. This is how needlessly thorough it is. And it says, a needlessly thorough roast of Dear Evan Hansen. So if you want to hear someone rant about Dear Evan Hansen for an hour and 17 minutes, she's your girl. I should message her and be like, are you going to do Sex in the City? Because I need an hour long podcast on your bitching about it. Because it will validate all my feelings. Which I did say to the other woman, thank you for validating all my feelings. I feel validated. My dad's Christmas date. It was adorable. Jeremy Piven. Coming into his own as a middle-aged actor. You know, all of our favorite things are like 30 years old now.
Yes.
Okay. Just, you know.
I just saw something truly horrible on Reddit. I need you to vamp for a while while I just continue to drink.
I was going to funnily acknowledge the fact that based on, you know, my love for the 90s, because that's when I was a teenager, there came a point in the 2000s when I was like, wow, like, everyone in the 90s sounds the same. This guy sounds just like Chris Cornell. So does this song sounds like Chris Cornell, too.
Yeah.
And so does that song. Like, Scott, see, everyone sounds like Chris Cornell.
Yes.
He's like, they're all Chris Cornell. He was in four different fucking bands in the 90s.
I knew that's where that was going.
Yeah.
But also, like, they all do kind of sound like him. Also.
Yeah, like, right?
In addition to them all being him, there are also a lot of people who sound like
him. He's like a better sounding Eddie Vedder. Mm. You know, he took Eddie Vedder's sound and decided to enunciate his words.
My brother and I love...
Which Joey McIntyre makes fun of relentlessly because he's a classically trained singer. And he thinks the sound of the 90s grunge is bullshit.
I love it.
He fucking hates it.
I love it. And I love my brother and I love singing along to it on the radio.
90s
like
grunge?
Ever, where we're just like, why I want to have... I wasn't even...
She says, have I got a little store for you?
I wasn't even singing a real song. I was just trying to sound like a 90s song.
It's the sound of marbles in your mouth. Princess Switch Swizzle. 3 and a night before Christmas. Like... You just gotta kind of roll.
I just heard
we have a hit on our hands, everyone.
Oh, fuck.
I'm gonna produce that. Oh my god,
that last one did turn into a song. That was actually a real song. Figure out if you can figure out what song that one was.
Name that 90s tune.
The first one was fake, and then the second, the like little bit I did, and then that last one was real. So what was I singing, you guys?
I'm going to wake up my entire household. Everyone sleeps with earbuds in their ears
on Tuesdays.
On Tuesday nights. Like, legit. Scott shuts the door. Catherine was like, I'm going to go sleep with my earmuffs tonight.
Yeah, yeah. She said it in the most.
I found earplugs on Anina's desk. I was like, what does she need earplugs for?
Tuesdays.
But these fucking walls are thin as shit, man.
I know.
Which we didn't know until we insulted one too many exchange students.
There was only the one.
She just stayed up way too late.
And she was a fucking bitch. You were like, hey, Maggie is really sensitive to meat smells, so Tuesday is vegetarian night. And every week she was like, can I microwave fish? Like,
no.
Can I make bacon?
No. Can I cut this mango up all over the,
and squeeze the juices on the
counter and leave she the juices everywhere?
I forgot that she... like busted open a mango in front of me and like got mango juice all over the counter, and I was like, you guys, I'm ridiculously allergic to mango. And I was like, she's trying to drive me away. She probably was. She did hate everybody and everything. And then she would like deliberately come out here while we were recording and just like slam every door in the kitchen. Listen, she was awful, okay?
Anything? What's the next on your list?
Oh, anything? I already don't remember. See, this is why I shouldn't drink and podcast. I don't know.
It's okay. I'm just trying to keep shit moving.
I had a lot of things to talk about. I have no idea. Oh, I did.
Well, I bitched about Sex and the City.
We did great.
Pretty much what I wanted to talk about.
I know I had a ton of things to talk about. I can't remember.
That looks like Bruce Willis, but I don't think it is.
A bunch of stuff has been coming out about January 6th where like, a ton more Republicans were in on it than we thought.
Oh, yes.
And Donald Trump Jr. was like texting incriminating shit. Like, Jesus Christ. And we can't just nail these guys to the wall for this shit. I hate this. I want to get off this ride. I'm done with it.
Yeah. Our leadership is proving that you can do what you want because you're not going to be held accountable for it.
Yep.
What's going on in our own county right now? There's a woman.
Oh, I heard about this.
Who is like suing the school board, yet she's a big fat bully and a harasser herself. And there's another person in our community who continues to call her out on her bullshit publicly.
And she's the one who's getting
and
sued
now
by the.
She's getting sued also.
She's getting, but like. Not sued. She's having charges brought against her by the
county.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And yeah. It was like what she's being charged with is a felony.
Yeah.
Felony for calling someone on their bullshit. Because I saw a thing from somebody national that was like, apparently in Livingston County, Michigan, you don't have a First Amendment anymore. And I was like, what the fuck is this about? Yeah. So I did just read about that.
Yep.
All right. I'm busting into the last third wine. I did get one of my grades back from grad school today, and my professor, so like, I'm way better at talking and interacting than I am at writing. That is a fact. That is a fact of my life. That has always been true. My essay writing skills are not supreme, unless they're casual. If it's a very casual essay, it's good, but because like that's where I excel. What I am not good at is formal writing or academic writing. And that is like, I mean, that's why I did so shit on that. I mean, that class over the summer, that professor was also a dick ass, but like, that is also why I didn't do great in that class because writing is not my forte. So my professor was like, accused me of just doing the bare minimum in his like assessment of my final paper and said, it feels like you just tried to get this done. And I was like, ooh, ouch. And then he was like, but you had all of the components 100%. I was like, part of me would feel slightly better about that if he was just like 85%, you know, like the tone. And it, like, if you're saying that it feels like I didn't do my best work, then that should be reflected.
You didn't go above and beyond, but you did what I asked. So I guess I have to give you 100%.
I don't. Yeah, I did not enjoy reading that. So I sent him a thing about how, you know, writing is not my forte, and that his assessment reminded me that that is still an area of an opportunity for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why I'm still kissing his ass after I'm done with him and he gave me 100%, but I don't know. I guess it was kind of to shame him for making that accusation, because I actually did put a season two of The Witcher.
Coming Friday.
Henry Cavill dirties up good.
Cavill, a hot Matt Bomer.
Don't be accusing people of shit that you don't know for sure if they did or not.
Oh, yeah, those baby bottles like to burp, that one by did. The way.
The first two did not. That one.
All really of them have burped all over me.
Splish, splash.
I don't know what it is, man.
Splish, splashed on me.
Seriously.
All right, so this last one was the one that Shannon really wanted. It is a Riesling from Bulgaria.
Yeah, I don't know if I've had a Bulgarian Riesling. Usually they're German.
Or
yeah.
Michiganian. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Michiganian Rieslings.
That sounds like a juicy pour.
That sounded juicy to me.
Here, hold that up to your mic so everyone can hear. That sounds good.
You sound glug, good.
Glug, glug, glug,
glug, glug, glug, glug. All right.
Da 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 da.
Wah!
Oh, that smells nice. That smells sweet.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's real good. It's full-bodied. Sweet.
I get at the like. There was a moment where it felt like I had an actual fruit on my lips. That was not what I expected, and it was good. Yeah, this also is about where it's from and not about the wine. I guess the Costco thing just didn't tell us. They just only are telling us about where it's from and not about the wine.
Scott loves the Great British Baking Show.
That's adorable.
Isn't that adorable?
That's so cute.
I mean, I love it. I didn't think he'd like it. He likes it.
Oh, I had another show to talk about, which was many, many, many months ago. My friend Will told me to watch The Nevers. Which was coming out on HBO Weekly, so I forgot about it.
Like you do, yes.
And
I still need to finish Only Murders in the Building.
Jesus Christ, I need you to watch that so bad. So yeah.
I think I'll just watch Bridgerton again for the third time.
Get out of here. says the woman who's watched it 4 or 5 times, so don't even feel like that. But yeah. I finally remembered and finished The Nevers, and the last episode just blew my fucking mind. And I've talked about it on the podcast before, that it's the one about like Victorian age women.
Yeah.
The women have magical powers, and
Victorian age, like Marvel mutants.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Where people are like, we can't have them be part of society. Holy shit. The last episode blew my motherfucking mind. I was not expecting any of that. In fact, it jumps forward to the future, to like future for us, like science fiction future. And I was like, am I watching the right fucking show? Like I had to check many times. Yeah, blew my fucking mind. So I would actually very highly recommend The Nevers, and you can watch the whole first season on HBO Max. Oh, I also finished finally reading Crazy Rich Asians, so now I can watch the movie now that I've read the book. And I have one book to make it to the end of the year. No.
Woohoo! You'll finish your alphabet?
1.5, yeah. I didn't finish, what is the name of the book that I didn't finish? Alice Isn't Dead, because it's based on a podcast that I listen to called Alice Isn't Dead. So it's the book of the podcast. It's the book version.
You basically listened to it.
So I need to finish the book. I asked for it for my birthday some years ago and got it and then never read it. So I need to finish that. And then I have one more book and then I'm done and I made it through the alphabet.
Woohoo!
What? I did it, you guys. I made it. Well, not yet, but I'm going to have made it. I'm going to make it. We're going to make it after all. You're welcome.
Selling Tampa. I encouraged a friend to sell everything she had here in Michigan and move to Fort Lauderdale with her boyfriend and be arm candy.
Mm-hmm.
She like legit became part of like the Real Housewives of Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed that I missed out on my opportunity to become a trophy wife in my early 20s.
Well, it lasted about a year, and she left him and came back to Michigan.
Did she get a bunch of money out of that divorce?
No, she didn't marry him. They were just still dating. Oh. So she didn't like that lifestyle. She didn't like being fake around all the fake rich people. But she sure did enjoy the house on the ocean. Well, because who wouldn't? It was actually on the canal that led out to the rat's mouth.
Yeah.
It leads out to the ocean.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
Yep. Actually, that's Boca Raton.
It is, but I was about to say that.
Boca Raton.
That is where my mom's best
Rat's
friend.
Mouth.
That's where my mom's best friend lives. Mm. Who my middle name is after.
Mm.
So there. Yeah. I was about to bust out some internet things of the week.
Internet things of the week. I should see if I have any.
Since centaurs in Dungeons and Dragons average 6 feet tall, that means, I'm too drunk for this, either they have tiny pony bodies or the human parts starts way higher up on the torso. And since I've learned this, I've had no rest.
Oh my God.
Because how do you make it 6 feet tall? It's got to be different. All right, this one is delightful from earlier this week, Neil Gaiman. So the original tweet is from Yes We Homeschool, and she says, any English teacher who uses they, them as a singular pronoun should lose their teaching license. And Neil Gaiman retweeted it and said, that's beautiful.
Yep. I got one.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys are familiar with Frank the Gargoyle.
I love Frank.
He is a
Is he back?
He hasn't left. She has dressed him up for every holiday throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
And Karen still leaves notes.
Oh.
So it's coming up in a year anniversary of the holiday display.
Of the original.
And she put a butthurt report out on the porch that one of the three wise men holds, and I'm going to read it to you.
Please.
So, butthurt report, date of incident, time. What caused the butthurt? Gargoyles disgust me. I'm not getting my way. My neighbor's decorations trigger me. It's all Marie Callender's fault.
Did you see my Facebook profile picture now?
Yeah.
I superimposed my face on Marie Callender's pie, you guys.
Were Sharon's there pie. Tears? Yes or no?
Great.
Will you recover? Yes, no, unclear at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Reasons for filing. Check all that apply. Reasons for filing your butthurt report.
Right.
I'm a crybaby. I'm special. There are rules. I am thin-skinned. I'm a jerk. I must always get my way. I'm salty. It's not fair. I have no sense of humor. I am better than everyone else. My actions shouldn't have consequences. I am the keeper of Christmas.
Yes.
I can't mind my own business. Someone doesn't agree with me. Other, please explain below. So, Frank, the Christmas Gargoyle.
I love him.
Go follow him on Facebook. We've raised a few $100,000 over the last year for local Ohio food bank charities.
I love that.
Him. So he's got a Christmas book. He's got some t-shirts. I have a t-shirt. She had a Frank the Gargoyle inflatable made to go along with a Fiona inflatable.
I love it.
So those decorate her yard on top of her gargoyle massive display now that takes over her entire front door.
I love it.
So go check out Frank the Gargoyle on Facebook.
I love Frank the Gargoyle. I really wanted to post this on Facebook today, but like part of me, you know, every time I put something, I have to remember that like I have parents of students who I'm friends with. So this one was just where I was like, I don't know if this pushes the line. So now you guys all get to hear it. Witch's tip. Spell to get someone to leave you the fuck alone. Materials. Salt. Spell. Throw the salt at your intended target and stay the fuck away from me. If it doesn't work the first time, repeat and aim for the eyes.
Oh, like that.
I loved it so much. I laughed so hard at that.
Throw the fuck away from me and throw the salt in the eyes.
Throw the salt in the eyes and yell, stay the fuck away from me. I love it.
Oh, let's talk about my little Yule display real quick.
That was very funny. We absolutely have to talk about that.
So I am trying to get my shit together to decorate for the holidays. Mm-hmm. And I put a little Yule thing up. So I have like four little colored candles. And I went around my yard and I collected evergreenery. And I just like I got one of my appetizer plates and I decorated it a little bit. And tonight we had raclette. And I was really worried that the raclette grill would set my table runner on fire. But about halfway through the dinner, Scott was like, oh shit, my candles, my handmade soy candlesticks, like these tiny...
Chime candles.
One, they were all melting. Like, and one was totally like bent over in half from the heat.
Yeah.
So... but we rescued it. We were able to reform it. I threw it in the, straightened it, threw it in the freezer. So, but like, yeah, it was real funny.
It was very funny.
Yeah.
Shit. Get it. Oh no.
Save her. That's our purity candle. That's it. Episode 301.
Yeah, time to wrap it up like a dick.
Like a dick and head out of this bitch.
You guys, find us on all of your favorite podcasting apps to listen to us and interact with us on Facebook, or you can tweet me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 301 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie. Bye. Christmas carols.